This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
The Caucasian.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
So, about an hour ago, I'm looking at my phone, looking at websites, looking at the news, and I hear white smoke is trending. White smoke. And I thought, finally, we got a nickname for Pat Spencer.
Look at you. I'm not mad
white
at that.
White smoke.
Yeah.
Yes, no?
No, I like it. Not exactly white chocolate, old school Jason Williams, which will be the best nickname for any white hooper in the world. Play with a flair like he did, but I like that white smoke.
Yeah, Pat Spencer.
You got to get that to him. You got smoke. Contacts. We just had him yesterday.
This is, first of all, it's a celebratory day when the Pope gets, new Pope gets announced.
It
from a diehard Catholic. And, it's a celebratory day and white smoke. I thought, Pat Spencer.
Yeah.
I saw some people wanting a nickname and. Now it's up to Dub Nation to take it home.
Look at you.
You guys place any wagers?
No, and that's what's sad. I was raised in the Baptist church, Evan, and when I heard you guys talking about it, I said, were there any odds? And there were.
The Italian's the favorite.
What can't you bet on these days? First baby of the new year, can you bet on the boy or girl?
Well, after Curry went down, they took that game off the board.
Oh, man. We got to start there, Stoney. I got emotional yesterday.
Why?
Reading that Thompson story in The Athletic, and if it's true, right? Yeah, it's true. Curry got a little moisture, thug tears coming out.
Well,
this thing is real, and they're going to do it for him.
Yeah, I was reading Marcus Thompson's story in The Athletic, and I read it later than the other stories that I'd read, and he describes a scene at halftime where Steve Kerr. Walks into the locker room and Curry's in tears, essentially. And
damn.
Marcus writes how Kerr didn't know what to say and all he could do was hug him. And I don't know if this is just me, but the fact that Curry's crying.
No doubt, man.
That actually does make me worry that he might know or feel something that he really is scared of.
No doubt about it. And for Steve Kerr, who joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday, Stoney, another great conversation. But for him, he didn't disclose that there. But in this story, basically say there were no words needed. It was just a hug, emotion. But again, Stoney, I'm hoping it's just a week. But when I hear that and that reaction and as fast as these games are coming, I'm like, man. You know, and like you always talk about, Stoney, he's not 27, he's 37. He'll be back. It's just about when. And I know Evan and the others laugh at what I'm about to say here, but I just feel like these Warriors, without Steph Curry, have something to prove. And when you talk about Jimmy Butler and what he did in Miami with what he did, I mean, he's got more than that on this team, I believe. So I'm not counting him out, but again, a sweep is on the board. It's about tonight. But what if you could get, you know, that rest for the Warriors for Curry? Just looking at it through that prism. But anyway, I know it's about tonight.
Yeah, I mean, again, Curry's definitely going to miss games 2, 3, and 4. And the fifth game of the series is next Wednesday, which is the day that Curry's going to get reevaluated. Is it possible that he could essentially miss eight days in a row, get reevaluated, and boom, he's on the court that night?
Man, I don't know. Stiny.
Especially when you know, ideally, that there's 3 days rest till game six. So, I mean, you're right. If the Warriors can take two out of the next four and Steph's not playing,
man, oh man.
I mean, then they're up 3-2 with Steph coming back. Now, obviously, the other side of that is you only get one, and now Curry's got to come back at 3-2, but we've seen him do impressive things in the past, no doubt about it.
How you feeling about tonight without him? That's what we know tonight. I'm going to say this before you answer. I said it, and I never have a problem admitting I'm wrong, and I'm wrong a lot, right, too. But I said the Rockets were not buttoned up, and that would be the death of them, and I was wrong. They showed me that they had moxie, got up the mat, down 3-1, and took it to seven games. Stiney, I'm being honest. I think the world of Ant-Man, but there's a lot of childish signs that I'm seeing from them, and I'm just wondering, you know, they were the flavor of the month in a sense, and last year they had a great year. But if somehow they go down again to a Steph Curry-less Warrior team, what that will do to them and their psyche, I don't know, but it will be a bad look in the conversation, or the volume will be louder on what Minnesota is and what's going on with Ant. With that said, do they got a chance tonight?
The Warriors?
Yeah, the Warriors.
Of course they do.
Okay.
Of course they do. Let me ask you this. Do you think the Celtics are out of that series against
the Knicks? No, not at all. Not at all,
and
man.
So just,
as bad as they look, not at all. I love you for asking me that.
Yeah, I mean.
But the Celtics aren't many yet, though. They've won it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, I mean, in terms of experience, the T-Wolves have guys that have gone into the Western Conference Finals. And, I mean, to me, tonight is a game where, yeah, we'll find out a lot about the Timberwolves.
Yeah. Do you have a problem with me?
Well, again, I have a problem with you saying,
bring it down now.
I have a problem with you saying before the show, Steiny. What if the Warriors sweep Minnesota? Would your boy be in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
I said, yeah, probably.
Fancy, because he's getting a lot of love right now for how he handled his star. But with that said, did you catch Ant-Man after the game when they talked about how bad the team collectively have been shooting from three?
Mm-hmm.
And him and Randall, and they're just laughing like, Ant, you can't laugh. Or maybe you can, Stoney. Do I want him to go home and cry and open the Bible and take pills? Like, what do I want? The bounce back will be tonight.
Okay.
All right.
And you know that for sure?
No. Oh, I'm just saying for him, it better be.
I mean, that's his personality. And
that's his personality.
And I get it. You know, he wasn't very good, and they weren't very good, and he got to the podium, and you know, he said, hey, whoever's fault it was, we lost the game, we got to play better.
I'm like, damn, like man.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he does not.
Yeah, right.
That's how he handles losses. You're right. It might not be the best way. It's you know, there's other ways to lead. I'm not sure how much of a leader he is, but the one thing that I can tell you personally, knowing Chris Finch, is Finch has told me about Anthony Edwards is Anthony Edwards told Finch to coach him and coach him hard if he needs to. And so they have a deal where what Finch said to Anthony Edwards after the game, I mean, Edwards knows it's coming if he plays like that.
Okay,
and apparently, you never know, but apparently he's okay with the way Finch coaches.
You think you ripped the team after the game?
I do, and I think, and people, and
now, why do you say
we're gonna talk about obviously the coach's comments.
Right,
Finch had some stuff to say about the officiating and Rudy Gobert and stuff like that. To me, it was like, this is kind of what you do. I think they stunk in game one. I bet he hammered him in a big way in the locker room.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and hammers him to the media and calls out Anthony Edwards. And then I think today, now he's like, all right, now I'm going to defend him by, you know, talking about the officials and making sure they know I got their backs. And he's planting a seed, and it's about it's about the dozenth seed that a coach or a player has planted in the postseason.
And we've seen the greats do it. Phil Jackson comes to mind. I think he's the master of it. So, yeah, like you said, Stoney, like I said, there's one game and a lot of minutes left in this series.
Mm-hmm.
So we call that, from the Yoon Stoney in the streets, politicking. And that's what he was doing, put that bug in the rest of the year. But, I mean, these are the offs. And around the whole league, the game is being played more physical, with more physicality, and the refs are letting it go, and I love it.
Yeah, I think most NBA fans do love it. And also, I mean, I'm to this day, I feel like the Warriors are not at a disadvantage when the game is allowed to be physical. I think that's something that we've just kind of assumed because of we only view it in the terms of Steph, how teams are guarding Steph. But the reality is Draymond guards opposing players the same way.
Yeah, he's a master.
Yeah. I mean, he guards his man like everybody guards Steph Curry. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I got a simple question for Warriors fans, and it's this. How do you win tonight's game without Steph Curry? How do you win that game tonight? And then secondly, who do you start? Who do you start for Steph Curry, or does it even matter who starts? 888-957-9570 is the number. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Before you hit the road for that well-earned getaway, swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment, you just stay in your car, and it's done in about 15 minutes. Visit Bay Area Oil Change for locations and coupons.
What's up, y'all? Guru here, and I want to talk to you about getting yourself in peak condition, not just for the game, but for life. And that's why I'm excited about the Abundant Life Weight Loss Summer Sale. Listen up. This is a life-changing opportunity, and it's happening all May long. That's May 1st through May 31st. Abundant Life Weight Loss is making it easier than ever to get started with both virtual and in-person options. So no matter where you are, you can do the Janet Jackson and take control and get this. These are the lowest prices of the year. They're telling me this might be the only sale this year, so you don't want to miss this. Think about it. Get ahead of those summer goals, feel confident, lighter like me, I'm down 28, and healthier as you step into that summer heat. Abundant Life Weight Loss gets results, and they do it the right way. We're talking fast results, losing up to a pound of fat per day, but also safe and sustainable. And get this, it doesn't require crazy workouts, special foods, or any of those risky procedures. This is your chance, people. Affordability and results with a proven program, and it's only happening during the month of May. So here's what you do. Call now for your free consultation. Tell them you heard it from me, Guru, at 925-854-5140. That's 925-854-5140. Or visit AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. That's AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Don't miss it. Start your transformation today.
Goo, I don't know if you know this. I'm half Italian, and I can translate part of that. And he said, despite Steph Curry's absence, he still has the Warriors in seven.
All right, I got you.
All right, new Pope. Leo. Real name Bob.
Dude, I have nothing. What number is this?
Oh, boy. There's been a lot of Leos.
The 267th all-time Pope. And I think, if my Roman numerals are correct, he is Pope Leo the 14th.
XIV.
XIV.
That's 14. Yeah. All right. All right. Congratulations to him. A lot of work ahead of you.
I root for Africa.
Let's get on it. Let's get on
there
it.
There we go. Somebody said you cooked up that nickname, White Smoke on Bart. I know. I said he did it here at the lab.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go. Let's go, Pope. You're on the clock. World peace and starvation.
That's good luck.
Get going. No starvation and world peace. Let's go.
And a cure for cancer.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. All right. Warriors, T-Wolves. And no Steph Curry tonight. Do we have... Wait. Oh, we do. Okay. So Steph Curry was at shoot around today.
Oh, we got it.
He was at shoot around and he was asked a question about obviously the hamstring, and we'll give you the latest. This was a half hour ago, and this is Steph Curry talking to the media.
Yeah, specifically about his target return date.
All that I'm learning about how quickly you can get back, there has to be a healing process that you is just the way the body works. You can't accelerate it more than what it's telling you. So it'll be one of those after a week, like really reevaluating every day to kind of understand when it's safe just to even think about playing, let alone like how much can you push it.
You've never had any
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, I heard you. What did you, what stood out to you?
I heard
the think about playing.
I heard the reevaluation next Wednesday, and that'll give us an idea of when I can
think about playing. That's what I heard, man.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, the initial report yesterday was at least a week. Yeah.
Right.
Not I can come back after a week.
Right. I mean, I'm starting to think best case scenario is game six, that Sunday. And Evan did some work earlier, and Drew Holiday in this playoffs had a grade one hamstring pull. And he missed 11 days. 11 days is what he missed. So I don't know if that, I know every case is different, but that was Drew Holiday's time table.
Right. So 11 days would put us with game six. Would that constitute game six?
I think he can get to game six in 11 to 13 days.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's like 12 after the initial injury.
And then we hadn't even talked about the, not that I know what it's like, Stoney, but the mental part of this. This guy uses those hamstrings. You know, he runs.
Yeah.
So you got to come back and they can, hey, you're good to go, but can you be the best version of yourself? So I'll tell you what.
Yep.
You know me. I react to new information with the best of them. And I think with Jimmy Butler, I feel a bit more confident than I did had you told me before game one Steph would be missing three games or so. And I think they can go here and take a stranglehold on this series, Donnie, without Steph Curry. And you might call me crazy, Evan. I'm waiting on it. I think Moody is, you know, he's searching for some things. Pods too, but Pods would start. Stoney, what if I told you I'd give Kuminga a shot to start tonight?
Well,
with the game in your back pocket,
I'd be shocked.
Okay.
And the reason I'd be shocked is because the whole reason Kuminga isn't getting a lot of playing time, according to Steve Kerr anyway, is that Kuminga, Draymond, and Butler just don't work.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Steve Kerr was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And
good convo.
This is what he said about Jimmy Butler.
We're the number one defense in the league since the Jimmy trade. What we did in Houston in game seven, holding them under 90, this is not an accident. You know, Draymond is the best defender I've ever seen in my life, and he's playing at such a high level at that end of the floor. And then, of course, Jimmy is Jimmy. I mean, he's one of the best players in the league. He controls games. I thought he controlled the whole fourth quarter. You know, he knew exactly what he was doing. We didn't really need to score. We needed to take care of the ball, and we needed to defend. And those two guys held down the fort, you know, under a lot of pressure on the road against a desperate team. That was really impressive. They never got it under nine, you know, going into the fourth. I think it was 20. We knew they'd make a run, and they never got it below nine. So that's a hell of a job to finish the game. And no question, Draymond and Jimmy are the anchors, you know, now with Steph out. And Buddy Hield hit some big shots. You know, Gary Payton made some big plays. So just a great effort to close that game out.
All right, Steve Kerr went on to say that they're going to run a lot of their offense through Jimmy Butler the rest of this series. And, you know, that tells me the Warriors, they might really kind of double down on trying to get into the half-court game and running some clock with Butler and then starting the passing rotations that hopefully end up in a in an open shot.
Yeah, and I'll say this, just going off of you know, some lab work last night, rewatching the game, Steinie, as much as we laugh and we talk about the putrid performance that Minnesota had, offensively in the second half, they got it going a bit. And they got it going with, you know, Ant Edwards kind of leading it along with Naz Reid. So let's just say they start that way. I'm worried about the shooting from the Warriors. It can't just, you know what I mean? And that's where Pods, Moody come in, and Buddy Hill, can he keep doing what he's doing? But, you know, Buddy didn't have the best first half, but he came out on fire in the second half. So I'm eager to see how that plays out. And also, too, Steinie, Jimmy Butler's a dude. He's done this, you know, with Miami. So if somehow we get the best version of the Warriors and they get on that bird coming back here for a Saturday game up 2-0, I mean, man, I'll be shocked as all outdoors. That's what I'll say.
I mean, we saw two examples of a game two last night. And if I ask Warrior fans at 888-957-9570, what would you like to see tonight from the Golden State Warriors? Like, what are you looking for them to do without Steph Curry? What should they try to establish? And you look at Denver, and they got beat by 40. And then you look at the Knicks,
man,
who came back from 20 from the second consecutive game. And I gotta believe that those two teams went into game two with a different mindset. The Knicks had a game to play with, and they never gave up, and they were down 20 in the third quarter, late-ish third quarter.
The facts.
And Denver, it sounds like, at least according to Aaron Gordon, he was questioning the Nuggets' energy level and their commitment. So game two went the way you'd kind of think some series would go, with Denver kind of laying down after they got down big, and then the Knicks doing the other thing where they found themselves down 20 but started to go to work. So I don't know what to expect from the Warriors tonight.
It's kind of funny.
Or the Timberwolves.
Yeah, no doubt. And this is a big test for Minnesota and Ant-Man. And I'll just tell you this, Donnie, after just having a couple nights or, you know, to sleep and process the last game, how much of Minnesota's ineptitude on offense was the Warriors' defense? I think it was a part of it before you answer, but I think a lot of it just was Minnesota was tight and had some lemon booty.
I mean, Steve Kerr said it. Their defense, the Warriors' defense, got a lot better once they got Jimmy Butler. And to me, it's always one of those things that is a little bit of both. I don't think there's any doubt that the Wolves didn't play well offensively,
but they held the Warriors to under 100.
And that's probably what they're hanging their hat on, the Timberwolves. I got to believe they're saying, hey, guys, you know, the defense was good enough to win a game. Mm. We just got to be better offensively. And you would think that would maybe especially be the case tonight if Steph Curry's not playing.
I mentioned I would start Kuminga, kind of just, you know, I know that's coming out of left field, but Steinie, I expect Buddy to start along with Pods, Jimmy, and Draymond. Who would you start? Like, who's the leader in the club? We talked about the new Pope. Who's going to win it? Who would get this spot? Who would you give it to? Peyton or Moody? Because I'm thinking it's between them two.
Yeah, I am too. I'd probably start Moody.
If for
no other reason than give him a chance early in the game to get into the series.
Okay. Into the series.
Because he hasn't been good for a few games now. And I feel like Gary Payton II can handle any role. And
26 minutes for GP2.
He can play off the bench or starting. And I also think Steve Kerr looks at Gary Payton and really feels he can trust him and he's safe. And he knows how to play in these kind of games. So I would start Moody early in a game when the stakes are the lowest. And then if you need Gary Payton to come in, ostensibly to guard Anthony Edwards,
there you go.
He comes in fresh, maybe late in the first quarter or something like that. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get into this game two tonight. I also want to talk about the idea of pressure. Pressure's obviously on the T-Wolves tonight, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
You could cut it with a knife. Ant-Man can go to Camp-Man.
And what does that mean? Let's assume you're right. So Minnesota's got more pressure on them than the Warriors. Okay, so what does that mean? In the game.
Another performance of Minnesota being tight. Ant Edwards not reading the chessboard. Ant Edwards, who we deemed a superstar, got all the talent in the world, but now we found out, okay, he's struggling on the SAT test. So you got to go steady again. But I remember one time in the playoffs years ago, Magic Johnson had a turnover issue, Stani. They dubbed him Tragic Johnson. Obviously, he got way past that, and we know the rest is history. So to me, when you talk about pressure, it starts with your leader and trickles down. And your leader, outside of Finchie, because he doesn't shoot or have a jersey, is Anthony Edwards, to me, to come out and set the tone. And I thought about what you said yesterday. Do you really think Ant-Man kind of played this game? He kind of knew what he was going to do before it started?
I do.
Okay, so if he does that again, you got to come out with your hair on fire, Ant.
Yeah, I always feel like this is one of my, I wouldn't say pet peeves, but it's a conventional wisdom that I really question. And it's, oh, pressure's on Minnesota. And doesn't it feel like that means they're in a little trouble, or they're going to get tight, or they're not? And I just think it's the opposite.
But how, Warriors got one in their pocket already?
Because when you have pressure on you, especially these guys in the NBA, what I think pressure manifests itself in focus and in attitude and in hustle and in playing hard. Like, to me, when you're nervous, that means you're likely to pay more attention to detail, to likely, work harder at dotting your I's and crossing your T's. Mm. And I actually think pressure is, and I do think it's a touch overrated when we talk about the NBA. I mean, Anthony Edwards has played 33 playoff games. It's 4 or 5 series.
And there's some, I hope I'm not coming across like there's none on the Warriors, because this is who they're going to be for 3 games.
Well, that's a good point.
And I'm eager to see how it is totally different, Donnie. So Minnesota could be like, okay, yeah, we got that one out the way, but Curry got hurt. We're not going to act like we're not happy, but on the under, we are. But if you can get this game and now come back to the Warriors' home without a Curry, I mean, I got to believe the confidence that you lost in game one is right back, if not stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think that, like a guy like Anthony Edwards, right, he's not going to have nerves tonight. He's not going to be nervous. I got to believe Anthony Edwards is going to be significantly better than he was 2 nights ago.
It's hard not to be. I get that.
If he's not, or if he's my daughter. If he's not, or if I lost my train of thought.
Well, I think a lot of people, for example, thought Boston would just cakewalk the Knicks last night. I mean, all the pressure was on the Celtics to go out and win that game.
Favorites.
They were expected to, and they blew it.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't...
Evan.
And this is a good one from the Powers family. I don't think anybody works well when they're nervous. I would agree with that. But I don't necessarily think pressure makes you nervous. I think pressure may elevate a lot of players' games. And like I was saying about Edwards...
That's the difference between the great ones and the okay ones.
Right, and... Are we ready to say that Anthony Edwards struggles in big moments?
No, hell no.
Okay.
He does it. That's why that was such an anomaly, what we saw from him Monday.
Right. And so he had a bad game Monday. Tuesday. And if he has a bad game tonight, well, that tells me that the Warriors are doing something to bother him. And then it's up to Anthony Edwards and Finch to figure it out.
Do you have a problem if I say a guy like Dre, I think, responds to pressure like he, well, you could say what happened in game 5 and 6, but that was a team thing. But Draymond to me comes across as a guy that eats pressure for breakfast.
Yeah. I mean, they, when you, of you course, know, him yeah. and Butler have okay. been through right. a lot of those games. And, but again, I, you know, I don't think it, I, has an NBA team ever lost a game because they're nervous? It feels like they lose games because they lose confidence or they start giving up on a game plan or they see the writing on the wall that the other team's better.
What about 2016 Game 7 from both the Cavs and Warriors where nobody scored a bucket until LeBron got the layup in the last 5 minutes of a climactic game to win the series? Would you say there were nerves?
I would say there's unbelievable defense being played and it's harder to make shots, and Kyrie Irving made the biggest shot of the game.
Yeah.
And LeBron made the biggest defensive play of the game. And that's what that came down to. All right, 888-957-9570. Let's get into it, Warriors fans. What's your expectation level? Let's just talk about game two tonight. Without Steph Curry, who are you going to start? How are you going to try to get tonight? You got to take it one game at a time. And, man, I mean, this is the game. You get this one tonight, Warriors. Man. You got to be feeling great coming home despite Steph Curry's injury. And I do think if the Warriors win tonight and take a 2-0 lead, you know, that is something that the Wolves are going to have to deal with, clearly. And maybe the silver lining is that they get Curry back for the Western Conference Finals if they get it done here.
And if that happens, I know you're talking about tonight. I get it, DJ Quick. But the bottom line is you're 4 victories away from getting back to the finals and possibly getting number 5. So just think about that, how things have changed since Jimmy Butler's been to town. If you got to the Western Conference Finals, you'd be 4 victories away.
So you've assumed 3 more victories and then 4 to come.
Well, no, I'm not assuming. Like tonight,
well, you just
in
said,
my mind,
you just
Stine,
said you just said, you know, if the Warriors
went off of your
win,
lob.
The, win this series, then I mean, okay, I mean, we could talk about winning the series.
No, hold on. Stine. How I got there is you saying if the Warriors win tonight and come back here up 2-0 and put this thing to bed, then they'd be in the Western Conference Finals, and then I jumped in and said that would constitute them being 4 victories away from the finals.
Right. But, okay, I got you.
Yeah,
and you know what, Goo? You're right. If the Warriors win the next 3 games, that means they will have swept the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they'd be 8 games from winning it all.
Yeah, it's simple. Just go win the next 3.
Exactly. Go ahead and sweep them.
Now, again, you know the coach. That's your guy. But you agreed with me when I told you my assessment on the SAT score for the Rockets collectively. I just felt like, you know what, the grown-up is not in the room on the court. And you were like, you know, Goo, I get that. And I apologize. I was wrong. They shocked me. How far are you off from giving Minnesota that stamp of, you know, Goo, they're not buttoned up like I thought? Because if they lose tonight, that shows me, Stine, you're blown an opportunity.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Well, right now I am. Because like, they're 4 court. They can win tonight.
But it feels like every conversation starts, Stine, if the Timberwolves lose tonight, then what? I mean, then they're down 0-2 and they're in trouble. Like, that's kind of all there is to it. Like, but I anticipate they're going to come out at home and they're going to play hard. And
look like
favored.
The team that they did coming into the playoffs.
But here's the other thing. I mean, they've played one game. Just one game. I don't like to say, well, Edwards is struggling in this series. Well, I guess he is. But
well, no, one game.
Well, exactly.
But it was so bad, you just wonder, can they shake that off? Can they do the Mariah Carey?
What do you think? Hey, seriously, what do you think off the top of your head? Do you think Minnesota can shake off their first loss in the first game?
Evan, I'm going to shock you.
I think the answer is yes, but
I want to say hell yes, But in a crazy way, I think the worst thing to happen to them is Curry out, because now I feel like not them letting their guard down, but they might be thinking, oh, it's going to be easier than we thought. And it may not with this tenacious defense that the Warriors are showing without Steph.
I mean, that's why anybody who's saying, oh, the Warriors are, you know, they're done. I mean, Evan's going to give you some numbers on the other side,
man,
about why Warrior fans should be optimistic about the rest of this series, because the Minnesota Timberwolves have a little bit of a track record. Let's just put it that way. Let's see. Pressure is 1,000% on the Wolves. Good.
Yeah.
That means they're going to play like a pack of Wolves. That's what you do when there's pressure on. You got to win at all costs.
Will they be howling tonight, Evan? We'll see.
No, we don't howl. No howling.
Oh, we?
I'll say it. We don't howl in the middle of a series, ever.
I got you.
And I'm using we in a fun way. Don't come down my road.
Well, you know they are.
White Smoke, Pat Spencer, new nickname, White Smoke.
I want to hear him respond to like,
it.
I like
there.
That.
Let's get it out there. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Marco, Will, Dale, Sean, and I got a number, or Evan's got some numbers on the other side that I guarantee you're going to give some Warrior fans just a little bit more hope. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Our transition decision-making was diabolical.